Hi, I'm Tim Andrews.
Man of a thousand voices.
From the Von Hessler Doctrine.
Hi, I'm Shane Beckler.
Shane B.
From the Herman Cain Show.
And this is the Tim and Shaney B. Experiment.
On News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
That's right, the lunatics have taken over the asylum. It is the Tim and Shaney B. Experiment, filling in for the Von Hessler Doctrine. We're with you from 11 to noon right here on WSB. You want to join the show, 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255, which I believe is WSB Talk, right, Shaney B.?
You spelled that correctly.
I did.
And a happy Independence Eve.
Independence Day Eve?
Independence Day Eve.
I knew a girl named Eve on Independence Day, but that's a long time ago and a different story.
Well, maybe we can get to that at the bottom of the hour.
Maybe we can.
Ooh, there's going to be fireworks. On the 4th of July.
What is fireworks?
Red, white, and blue fireworks.
There's fireworks on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd of July. And there's also fireworks on the 4th of July. Do you like fireworks?
I love fireworks, and they've been fired off all week in my neighborhood.
Yeah, same here. There's all sorts of ordinances that tell you to stop doing it at 9 o'clock, but nobody pays any attention.
What ordinances?
Hey, they're legal.
Well, most of them are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Independence Day, that was great. You got fireworks, you got family, friends, and food. We had a big dinner yesterday at my dad's house out in Hiram. I'm still stuffed from that. You know, you got the Peachtree Road Race tomorrow. Are you going to be in that? Why are you laughing?
I can barely walk across the street, much less do a road race.
That's why Eric's not here. He's been prepping for the Peachtree Road Race. I think he's going to do about 2 miles and then collapse.
Yeah, he's out back right now doing leg stretches and, you know, breathing exercises. But, well, good luck to everybody doing that. And
what are you going to say?
That's always fun.
A bunch of roads are closed off or something. Are they doing that today?
Well, Peachtree obviously will be closed.
Well, I know that tomorrow, but I mean, will they get ready for it?
The best thing to do, turn your radio on to 95.5 or AM 750. Also, WSBradio.com, the traffic team will keep you posted on what's blocked off and what to avoid for the Peachtree Road Race.
Okay, thank you very much. You know, fireworks on the 4th of July used to be a huge thing for me. I would look forward to it every single year and plan on it. And we had it in our little town in Pennsylvania. We had, you know, fireworks. Even 1 year we had a drought. They had the firemen out there, you know, hosing down the grass so nothing happened. But I haven't been in the last 3 or 4 years. So I'm hoping to go to Stone Mountain tomorrow.
It's been 5 years since I've gone to a fireworks display.
Do you feel weird? You hear them going off and then you're not paying any attention? And
I'm trying to keep my dog calm. Because the older my dog gets, the more uncertain about all this boom and bang outside. Now, oddly enough, my dog's birthday is 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
So that's really why I don't go to displays, as I grill my dog and I, we grill a steak.
Mm-hmm.
I have ice cream, he has frosty paws, and we have a good little day together.
The dogs love the frosty paws.
They do.
Oh, God, we've been giving them to our dogs lately. We'll let you know where you can go. There's fireworks displays all over the metro, you know, all over the state practically, but we'll let you know at the bottom of the hour. And if you can't make it out, don't worry, because WSB TV will have live coverage of the Centennial Olympic Park Fireworks Spectacular tomorrow night. That's July 4th from 8:30 to 10 p.m. So make sure you tune in.
You ever light your own fireworks?
I have. Lots of times.
You ever have a mishap?
I have had a mishap.
See, you know, on July 5th, I'm going to go ahead and predict what the news stories will be.
Yeah.
It'll be all the boneheaded mistakes people make with fireworks.
Fingers blown off.
Fingers blown off, you know, eyebrows, history, you know, things of that nature.
When I was a kid, Pennsylvania, and it's probably still this way because Pennsylvania likes to regulate a lot of things, you couldn't buy fireworks anywhere outside of sparklers, smoke bombs, things of that nature you could get at the grocery store. But every year in the spring, everybody went to Myrtle Beach on spring break, and they all brought back South Carolina fireworks. So I had a big thing of those little Black Cat firecrackers, right?
Yeah.
The little ones that just, like, you can hold them in your hand if you don't mind being numb. Well, I would throw my arm back to throw them, and the fuse was short, and it blew off in my ear, so I was deaf in one ear for about to a month.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, sparklers are dangerous. They get as hot as a blowtorch.
Yeah, they're 10 million degrees, and they'll burn your arm off if you touch them.
And people give them to their kids.
Yes.
Here you go. Hold a sparkler, Johnny.
Here you go. But we held them when we were kids, right? Right? Right.
Well, yeah. Nothing happened to us. You know, we also drank water out of a hose and rode our bikes without helmets.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, be careful if you got your little kiddies holding a sparkler. Keep a bucket of water nearby.
Or sand.
Sand.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio coming in. Scott said that.
Oh, okay. Well, if Scott said it, it's true.
Have a bucket of sand.
You could take that to the bank.
Bucket of waters. But if you've ever had a mishap, you were going to say.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
404-872-0750 or toll free 1-800-WSB-TALK. We want to hear your fireworks mishaps. Now, things you've done and lived to tell about.
Now, what's the worst thing you've ever done or has happened to you with a firework?
I'm an angel. I haven't done anything.
Never?
I used to light cigarettes off of sparklers when I smoked. That was probably as crazy as I got.
You char the end of it, right?
Well, yeah, you light the entire cigarette.
You never had a bottle rocket fight with your friends?
No.
Well, we did bottle rockets in my apartment. We'd launch them down the hallway. And then we also had the Roman candle fights where you shoot the Roman candles at each other and you try to dodge them.
That's always fun.
Then they just hit and burn.
Now, I grew up in Florida, and in Florida, anything that went off the ground was illegal.
Really? That's still the case?
I don't know about today, but yeah, there's all kinds of funky laws. In fact, we have a little...
I do have a list right here.
List of do's and don'ts. Why don't you get into it while I fight with the phone system and try to log in here?
All right, you do that. In Georgia, all fireworks classified as .1.4G, consumer fireworks, are legal to purchase and use as stated in the Georgia General Assembly. House Bill 727. Now listen, you can buy these in stores. Bottle rockets, skyrockets, Roman candles, firecrackers, sparklers, smoke and punk.
What is smoke and punk?
I don't know, but it sounds fun. Fountains, missiles, novelties, crackle and strobe, parachutes, wheels and spinners, sky flyers, display shells, and aerial items such as cakes. So that means you can throw a cake in the air and blow it up. You got to be 18 years old to buy fireworks. No idea of how old you have to be to light them on fire. I don't know. Have you bought any yet?
No, I'm going to skip.
Now, last night in my neighborhood, it seems like there were fireworks displays going on till 1 o'clock in the morning, and the dogs were howling.
Oh, man. In fact, I'd like to go over this for my neighbors in the lovely community of Smyrna, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When can you light fireworks in Georgia?
Anytime you want.
Let's see here. Fireworks were really meant to be enjoyed during the holidays, particularly the 4th of July, New Year's. But legally, you can only ignite fireworks up until a certain hour, depending on the holiday. The legal time frame of when fireworks are allowed are New Year. You have New Year's down. Well, let's get to New Year's.
Okay.
Until 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
4th of July, until midnight.
Okay.
And any other day, not after 9 p.m.
Everybody breaks that rule. I can tell you that. They broke it in Midtown. They broke it in Dunwood. Wherever I live, they've broken that rule. We got a ton of calls there.
We do. So I want to hear some fireworks mishaps right here on the Tim and Shaney B Experiment, filling in for the Von Hessler Doctrine.
That's correct.
404-872-0750. Alec is in Dallas. Hi, Alec. You're on WSB.
Hey, I wanted to say something about my cousin's wedding last summer. We had a fireworks display that we put together for when he and his bride drove off in their car. And unfortunately, we set one of the church's bushes on fire. One of them tipped over after it lit and set the whole bush on fire. It was all good. The pastor thought it was hilarious. He's like, well, they should have a blessed marriage. I mean, they even had a burning bush to settle the matter. So.
Amen, brother. I was going to say there's some real religious significance there.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say to tell you to part the Red Sea or anything after you.
I don't know, but thanks a lot, Alec. We appreciate your call. Happy 4th of July to you, by the way. Let's go to Tony in Elberton. Hi, Tony. You're on WSB.
Hey, guys. I enjoy your show. A couple years back, about one of those multi-shot things that fire the up into the sky. And set it on a 5-gallon bucket, and probably wasn't my smartest idea. It got to rocking as it shot, fell over, and shot and spun, and we were dodging bullets. And afterwards, there was a hole shot completely through a plastic 5-gallon bucket. So Nobody got hurt, but it's just because God hooked out for us.
Oh, I don't know about that. With the whole thing with the rocking and tipping over, and
right.
You don't know where those suckers are going to go.
I learned when I do these things now, I use a piece of plywood, and I hot glue these things down to the plywood before I shoot them off, and that saves drama.
Hey, that's some pretty good advice.
Saves drama, saves eyes, fingers, hands.
Have you ever heard of the sand thing for safety?
Pardon me?
Using sand if you get burned. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, I think sand is like to put the hot sparkle wire in the sand rather than throw them on the ground for folks to step on.
That's exactly what it's for.
Oh, well, I totally misunderstood.
Yeah. It's...
Well, thank you for clarifying that, Tony.
No problem.
I'm going to
have a
safe
day. Love your show.
You
thanks,
too.
Man.
I'm going to have a safe Independence Day thanks to that comment. 404-872-0750. It's Tim and Shaney B. filling in on the Von Hessler Doctrine till noon here on WSB.
Do we have time for one more?
We sure do. Let's talk to Jason and Perry with the fireworks story. Hi, Jason. Hello, Jason.
He's in a wind tunnel. Jason.
Well, that was a great story.
Well, Mike might have a story for us.
Hey, Mike, you're on WSB with Tim and Shaney B.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, years ago, every 13-year-old kid had rolls of caps. And if you take a roll of caps and you take a straight pin and you fold them accordion style with the straight pin through the middle of the cap, and then you tape them together with masking tape, you end up with a little block. Stick a string on it, light it, and it blows up just like firecracker.
Yep.
One didn't go off. I picked it up going, I wonder what's wrong with that one. My parents had to take me for emergency surgery on my cornea.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Did they fix it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And bet you never did that again, huh?
I've got some floaters in my eye because of that.
Oh, I have those. I know what he's talking about. Macular degeneration. That's what that's called, Shaney B. Write that down, Shaney B.
those are too big. I can't spell that.
Okay, well,
I misunderstood floaters. I'm sorry,
Mike. Do they annoy you when you're driving and it's sunny out?
No. I had cataract surgery and that took care of it.
All right, good for you.
Well, very good. Well, thanks for the call, Mike. Have a happy and safe Independence Day weekend.
According to Georgia law, there are some places where you're not allowed to light fireworks. You can't be within 100 yards of a hospital, a nursing home, a prison. I don't know why can't prisoners enjoy fireworks? It's not fair. A nuclear power plant for some reason, and a gas station or refinery. You're also not allowed to light them off near Donald Trump's Twitter feed because he will go crazy on you.
That's it.
No comment, Shaney B.
Well, there's so much truth to that.
You want to talk fireworks? Just look at that GIF he retweeted yesterday. That was hilarious.
With his little self-made GIF?
Yeah. What he's done. Yeah.
That was a lovely job.
Fireworks indeed. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to tell you where you can see fireworks right here in the Atlanta Metro. And have some more fun with fireworks mishaps. The Tim and Shaney B experiment on WSB.
We have the right of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. When England heard the news, they blew their stack. But the colonists.
Welcome back to the Tim and Shaney B experiment. My name is Tim Andrews.
My name is Shaney B.
And we're going to get to the complete list, or not a complete list, but an abbreviated list of where you can see fireworks tomorrow night, Independence Day, in Atlanta. But first, Shaney B., you were telling me you're feeling extra patriotic today. And
I love 4th of July. Yeah. I love Independence Day. I feel patriotic. So much so that I could break out into song at any moment.
Please don't.
Oh, it's hard.
I know.
It's hard.
I know.
But you know what? I just heard about this Fox News poll that they did recently. And the question was, are you proud of the country? 50% said yes. 45% said no.
45% of people are not proud of the United States.
Yeah. And I'm very sad by that. And I'm sure a lot of it is the anti-Trump people.
Right.
And
never Trumper.
But you know, that's too bad. America is the greatest country in the world. It is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. So, you know, the government isn't America.
No.
You and I.
That's
you and
right.
me. our families, our friends. That's what's America. And on the 4th of July, we all get together, we barbecue, we light fireworks and drink beer and have a good time. And that, to me, is America.
Some of us are sullen and sit in basements and complain about how horrible things are. Well, that's what I'm going to do tonight.
Well, they can go out and go somewhere. They can go watch some fireworks.
Yeah, they can. You know,
and get over it.
Get over it. Enjoy the fireworks. Go out and be happy, for gosh sakes. Hey, listen, check WSBRadio.com for a complete list of fireworks. Tomorrow night, the 4th of July, you have the 4th of July celebration at Centennial Olympic Park. Gates open at 6 p.m. at the park. WSB-TV will host Georgia Salutes America live starting at 8:30 p.m. right there on Channel 2. There's also the Coca-Cola July 4th Fest at Six Flags Over Georgia. That's in Cobb. You're in Fulton County. You can do the Salute to the Red, White, and Blue in East Point. That starts at 9:30. You got the Atlanta Braves. They are playing the Houston Astros as soon as the game is over tomorrow night. Check out the fireworks. Not to be outdone, the Gwinnett Braves are doing fireworks after they play the Norfolk Tides. That's how you say it, Norfolk. There's another way to say it, but I don't want to get kicked off the air. Star Spangled Banner in Snellville. Star Spangled Snellville, if you're out there in Gwinnett County, you can go see that. Cumming is having a July 4th celebration all day. It starts at 10 o'clock. Fireworks start at 9:30 if you're in Forsyth County. And where I'm going to go tomorrow night, DeKalb County, it's the Fantastic 4th Celebration at Stone Mountain. Open all day. Fireworks at 9:30 p.m.
Well, that sounds like fun. So there's something for everyone, wherever you are.
Right, right. Or you can stay in your backyard with some sparklers.
Sparklers.
Sparklers are fun. But I like the colorful ones are the morning glories. That's what they're called, right? They're called morning glories.
Morning glories.
Right.
I still don't know what punks are.
Punks. I don't know what punks are either. You're a punk.
All right, real quick. Real quick. Heath and Hampton, what are punks?
Okay. It's not as exciting as y'all thought it was.
Okay.
Oh. It is literally just a way for minors to light their fireworks, so you don't have to give them a lighter.
It's
They're those little cones, right? Those little cones that...
No, it's not even a cone. It looks like a sparkler, but it's brown.
Oh.
And then you light the end of it, and it stays lit, so you can pass it on and...
Very good.
...have parlays with your lighter, giving it to a child.
That makes it. Hey, thanks a lot, Heath. Happy 4th of July to you. Happy Independence Day. We got a break here for news, weather, and traffic. It's Tim and Shaney B., filling in on the Von Hessler Doctrine until noon. We'll be right back.
Back to the Tim and Shaney B. Experiment. My name is Tim Andrews. That is Shaney B. Hello, Shaney B.
Hello, that's me on the piano who's back there.
Hey, you know what? It is. You're great. That's a Grateful Dead there, by the way, U.S. Blues. What's the last thing a redneck says before he loses a finger?
Hey, y'all, watch this.
Exactly. You don't feel like singing still, do you?
What, after U.S. Blues? You kidding me?
You want to belt that one out? I can get into that.
I'm telling you, man, I'm going to belt one out before it is over, and I'm not talking about a burp.
But you were telling me, I can get a burp out. You were telling me that 4th of July and the patriotism, it makes you want to break out into song, so I'm still waiting for that. I don't know when that's going to happen.
Yeah,
so.
We'll see.
Yes, yes. But you were saying that you're proud to be an American. I'm proud to be an American. I'll tell you real quick, the thing that makes me proud, among many other things, but the First Amendment. I love that we have that. If you look at everything going on in the world, you look in Europe, even in Canada, where people are getting arrested for Facebook posts just because some people find them offensive or mean or mean, you got to go to jail for that kind of stuff. You know, there's a guy who had who taught his pug to do a salute as a joke. It wasn't a very nice salute. It was a Nazi salute. But that guy's going to jail for a year for teaching his dog how to do that and making a video.
Well, then you have full-blown countries that block access to all to all that stuff.
Exactly.
You know, communist China, North Korea, so mm-hmm. on and so forth.
Exactly.
And we take it for granted.
England, Germany. I'm adding those to it, but go ahead. We do take it for granted. What makes you proud to be an American?
What makes me proud is the charitable heart of an American. When times are tough,
right,
in the times of disaster, in the time of need, Americans always step up for Americans they don't even know.
That's true. We do kind of gel when there's something that happens
and,
to us.
And that, to me, you can't match that in any other country.
Mm-mm.
Is the heart of an American.
That's true. I like what you have to say there. I like what you're putting down.
Well, you know, and we got the carathon that'll be coming up. Every year we do the annual carathon for the children at the Aflac Cancer Center at Children's Healthcare of America.
Mm-hmm.
And the outpouring of love and support from people that don't even know these kids.
Right.
It's just, it'll melt your heart. And we see it time and time again. And that's just one example.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me proud. That makes me proud to be an American.
I like that.
And I don't care if it's Trump in the White House. I don't care if it's Obama in the White House. Don't care if it's Bush. Don't care if it's Clinton. It never mattered to me. It's you and me.
Yeah.
It is.
They're just kind of there causing everybody to go nuts, but we all kind of just do our own thing and live our lives.
All this stuff is a flash in the pan.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a little blip on the radar, whether you like it or not. It's going to pass anyway, but it's us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's us. People always say, and I hate it when I hear this, America has no culture. And you know, if you want to know what the culture of a nation is, do you know where you look?
Where?
The family. The family unit.
Mm-hmm.
That represents culture beautifully.
I like that.
And you know, we've always fought for strong family values in America.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the definition of family is changing. You have mom, dad, the kids. Now you have mom, kids, dad, kids. But at the heart of it is love and family. May not like how it looks. You know, it's one of those
things. I don't understand that. It don't look right.
Well, it don't look right. Might look funny. Don't make eye contact. Don't. But that's the goodness of America.
Yeah, it is.
And I would like to hear from you listening to the Tim and Shaney B experiment.
Yeah, what makes you proud to be an American?
What makes you proud to be an American?
Okay.
404-872-0750. Toll free, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We also have calls on the line with their fireworks mishaps.
Ooh.
So we'll take those as well, but we're making room for calls about what makes you proud to be an American.
Okay.
I have here a list of people, Tim.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to read off this list.
Okay.
I want you to tell me if you think they're proud to be an American.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, let's start off with President Donald Trump.
Very, very proud to be an American. I'm the proudest. Believe me, look at my Twitter feed. I will tell you that I love America more than you, and you.
Very good. Antifa rioters.
They are the opposite of proud to be an American. They hate America.
Well, but they hate fascism.
Well, okay. They hate what they think is fascism. They hate anything that doesn't make them look good or make them feel good.
Okay.
It's all feelings with them.
All right. Speaking of feelings, Nancy Pelosi.
Only proud to be a Democrat.
Mm. Third wave feminists.
They are only proud to be women. That's it.
Well, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Proud to have the New Jersey beaches to himself. Also fat.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see him on the beach by himself? He closed the beaches down, and then he brought his family and some dogs, and they're just sitting there.
Aren't they having the budget problems?
They are.
The parks and everything closed?
And what a great way to endear yourself to the rest of the country and to your own state by shutting the beaches down on the biggest holiday of the year.
Well, the people of his state should be grateful to not see him walking around without a shirt.
That's true.
Sean Hannity.
The proudest American.
Oh, that was beautiful. Oh, and Caitlyn Jenner.
You know, I am proud to be a male Olympic champion turned conservative Republican woman. That's the greatest thing, and no country on earth other than the United States would allow that. I am very, very proud to be an American.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, see?
You can feel it right there in your heart, right there in your brand new bosom.
Oh, they are new. They haven't fallen yet.
Well, thank you, Caitlin. 404-872-0750. Miles is in Norcross with a fireworks mishap. Tell us your story, Miles.
Oh, well, I was a supervising technician at Stone Mountain shooting the fireworks. And one of the technicians put the fireball charges upside down in the tube. So when the Devil Down came down to Georgia segment played, it was supposed to shoot the fireballs up next to the mural and explode. They exploded on the ground right behind us, about 10 feet behind us.
Ooh. Wow.
It was pretty rough. We were in a little cinder block bunker, the control room, and I swore the wall was going to come down. I mean, it was that powerful.
What was the heat?
Well, we were separated by the heat, but the fireworks are shot out of these little concrete planters or boxes
right,
filled with sand. And it actually sp- split the boxes, the concrete block boxes, wide open. They were 4-inch concrete boxes.
Oof.
It just decimated the box.
So what happened to the display? Did they have to redo it and reset it, or did they just say, well, there you go?
Well, it only interfered with a few other charges that went off. Each of the boxes has about 15, 16 charges in it. So a few of them didn't go off, and I guess a couple of minutes later, we had to very carefully crawl out there during the show, down low, where we wouldn't be in the way of the charges going off, to make sure that the wiring was still intact, make sure it wasn't going to put any of the audience in danger,
wow,
make sure the tubes were still pointed up and not out over the audience. I mean, it was a very, very scary situation.
That is scary.
That would scare me.
Well, I'm glad you lived to tell about it.
Yeah.
We wish you much safety this 4th of July holiday, Miles. Thanks so much for calling in. 404-872-0750. What makes you proud to be an American? Chip and Marietta, you're on with Tim and Shaney B.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I'm proud to be an American when I'm studying my girlfriend's 9-year-old son is taking civics classes, you know, social studies classes, and they're from Dominican Republic and Ecuador. So it's really cool to be able to teach American civics with him and how we have a checks and balances system in our government. And also, I remember him specifically asking me a question that said, if America was so great back when they founded it, why did we have slavery? And I said, well, remember, half of the country fought against the other half, and a large portion of the reason they were fighting was slavery. So I don't know if the millions of American deaths would ever make up for the lives that were ruined by slavery, but we sure as hell tried to make up for it.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. That's a great story. And I'm kind of surprised that they're even teaching civics.
Well, it's, you know, social studies. Like, he was learning the branches of government and stuff like that, and the American Revolution and the American Civil War.
Right.
It's really cool to go back and learn the stuff with them, too, because it's easy enough for me to re-understand.
Well, I love it. Well, thanks so much for that, Chip. That is a great call, 404-872-0750. And, you know, you think about things like slavery. That's another one that makes me proud. Not slavery.
What?
But America's ability to right its own wrongs.
Correct.
And overcome things like that.
Yeah.
Boy, did that come out wrong the
way
it did.
Boy, just back up. I'm proud that we had, what? Okay.
I'm proud for slavery. Maybe I'll sing about that.
No, don't sing about that.
Okay. But we rise above our own shortcomings, and that's great.
You're absolutely
404-872-0750. Jill in Woodstock, you're next up on WSB.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I am so proud of Shaney B for getting his own show, even if it's only for a short time.
But I'm sharing it with Tim.
Hi, I'm here. What am I, Chap Liver?
And I am so proud of Mark for having Nick Gingrich on. You're growing up. I'm old enough to be your mother, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
And I'm proud to be an American because I have friends from all over the world. And we have probably, we have, as far as I know, the least or almost one of the least prejudiced countries in the world, even with everything that's going on. I have friends from the Orient, all the different countries over there, and they really despise each other.
Yeah.
And I have friends from Mexico, they despise the Guatemalans. You know, the Guatemalans despise the Mexicans. And it's just, the Europeans, they don't really like the immigrants. They really don't. And our country is so welcoming. It really is. I have a lot of American Indian in me, as well as European.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm always told by the news media that we are not welcoming, that we don't.
Oh, no, we hate everybody.
Here, and we don't like immigrants.
That's because they want to stir the pot and make sure that they have power so that the other people are against each other and they can't fight back.
Well said.
Yep. I agree with that 100%. But let me tell you this. As a Georgian, I don't like Alabamians. Oh, I won her over. I love you, Jill.
I love you guys, too.
Thanks for the call, Jill. Have a great Independence Day. 404-872-0750. Toll free, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Mary in Atlanta, you're next up with Tim and Shaney B.
Mary.
Mary, come on. Don't do this to me.
I
was so excited to talk to you. Oh, I'm glad you're there now.
Sorry, I didn't hear the Mary part. I am really proud of our national parks. I just got back from Yellowstone and Tetons, but I've been to almost all of them. It is just amazing. You can drive for mile after mile after mile without a billboard, without any shacks, without anything. It's just an amazing thing that we have in this country.
Thank God for Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes. Yes.
One of our best presidents. He made sure that we had all that land.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, and now they have the buffalo out there, and there's bear and elk and, you know, deer and moose, and it's amazing. If people have never been to any of our national parks, I highly recommend it. Plus, in fact, I think if you're a senior, you can get a free pass.
You mean in high school?
No, no. An old lady like me.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
I'm 4 years away from AARP, so I want to join that.
Well, I'm beyond it, so, but anyway, it has a few perks.
Hey, that's awesome. Thank you so much for your call and for sharing that with us, Mary. 404-872-0750. We'll have another segment here in the show.
I've never been to Yellowstone. I'm worried about the super volcano underneath it.
Where was Yogi Bear? Was that
Jellystone?
I want to go to Jellystone.
Jellystone. Okay.
Okay.
We'll send you there during the break.
I might bust out in song with this one.
Oh gosh. We'll be right back at WSB.
Without a home, but not without a star.
Welcome back to the Tim and Chaney B Experiment. That's me. I'm an American idiot.
Don't want to be an American idiot.
If loving the country is wrong, I never want to be right. Hey, if you're going to go see fireworks and you want to know where to go, go to WSBradio.com. There's a complete list of all the places showing them, specifically tomorrow night. You can tune in to WSB if you don't feel like going out. It's Georgia Salutes America live from Centennial Olympic Park, starting at 8:30.
And of course, before you go on the road tomorrow, there's the Peachtree Road Race, so just tune in to News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. We'll keep you posted on what to avoid besides, you know, Peachtree.
Also, you're going to want to pay attention to the weather. High of 90 tomorrow, so hot and humid, partly cloudy, storms and spots. Keep it right here again, WSB, practically for everything. Kirk Mellish's forecast. Bring an umbrella just in case.
Well, we hope you've been enjoying our 4th of July Eve special.
Yeah.
I like to call it the Merca special.
Merca.
I have enjoyed hearing your fireworks horror stories.
Yes.
As well as what makes you proud to be an American. And it's touching my heart, and I'm going to break out in song in just a bit.
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
Let's go to Landon incoming at 404-872-0750. Landon, proud to be an American. Hi, Landon.
Hi, we're really proud to be American, and I really think that the new generation doesn't really. Hey, we're really proud.
Pay attention to your phone, not your radio.
Yeah, man.
We'll let you go. We'll let you go.
Thank you, Landon, though.
But we appreciate it. We appreciate it. We love your patriotism.
Yeah,
I love 4th of July. You know, it's like the best time of year to, you know, drink beer and fire off explosives.
Do you like hot dogs?
I like hot dogs. Do you like wieners?
I like wieners, yeah. We had some white hots yesterday from Rochester, New York. My parents brought them down. They're the best. Zweigels. You can't find better ones.
I am gonna fire up the grill. Because as I said, also on the 4th of July, it is my dog Bob Barker's birthday. Bob Barker will be the big 7.
Happy birthday, Bob.
So I'm going to get him some Frosty Paws. I'm going to fire up the grill and grill him a steak.
Looks to me like we're almost done, so stick around for the expanded new news with Chris Camp and Sabrina Cupid, I believe.
And I believe...
Yes?
I have to break out in song. Now I want you to sing along with me.
Okay.
If tomorrow Donald Trump were gone and Dems were in control, I'd stock my doomsday bunker with my flags, guns, and Bible. I'd tune in to Fox News, 'cause I never miss Hannity. Our flag symbolizes freedom, and that is true today. And I'm proud to be American in the land of you and me. I'm gonna get drunk and light explosives and celebrate liberty. And I'll gladly stand up for Donald Trump and defend him to this day. I say it proud in normal English.
I love the USA.
What is going on in here? Get off my lawn!